This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
We are back live. We are broadcasting worldwide. I am your host. And we're talking to Elvis in New York about Event 201, the Bill and Melinda Gates operation last fall, winter, drilling with the coronavirus killing 65 million people, and the Rockefeller Foundation lockstep 10 years ago about worldwide tyranny being brought in via a bioweapon release or via a pathogen. So please continue, Elvis, with your points.
Yes. So the first case in China that we know of was in November 17 of last year. So the event started 1 month prior, and then we have this happen. Now, the last time I can remember something similar, very similar, was in September of 2001. We have an operation. We have everything. Everybody gets told, yeah, it's just practice. And just like every other FF, we come around, and what do we have? A month later, suddenly it starts. And where does it start? What have we been having the whole time between China and U.S.? An economical war. And what was the event based on in October? Exactly on how it would diminish the economy and societal consequences of it. So, see, what I'm seeing right now is Agenda 21 being rolled out in the red carpet, being put right into the direction of destroying the economy, then bringing fear into society, and seeing how we cope. And once they see, exactly like you mentioned earlier, once we cope, then they start picking out, okay, who's worthy, who's not worthy, who can come out, who cannot come out. I see a similar system in North Korea right now, almost similar. You know, if you're eligible to the system in place, you get a nice condo, you get nice treatment, and the lower you are on the totem, the farther out you get pushed into the abyss. And pretty much forgotten. The middle class, the whole purpose of the system right now was to destroy. But what kills me is that we have a president in place who obviously has been working hard. But why does he bring it to the public? Why does he's being heard right now? I think it's crucial that he should bring it to just the idea. I know it's hard because the media, but the media's already doing desperate stuff. They're in the last leg just dragging. Why doesn't he bring awareness to the facts of these false operations in the past? Why don't you wake people up to the fact that, listen, your government is a conglomerate of different entities and different groups and different families and different everything. It's not one body. It's not one body. It's not just here, one body working. No, this is a body where the arm has gangrene and the foot has candida. You know, and we need to start really bringing it out, because I believe he's getting himself in a position where one day, and it's already planned, they're going to cut the communications pretty soon, and we're going to leave everybody angry at him, and the voice is not going to get out far enough. They couldn't do it through impeachment. I believe this is leading to a coup.
Oh, absolutely. This is the groundwork for the coup, and Trump is trying to ride the tiger right now, and they're trying to shut us down as well. I mean, I was just reading earlier this New Yorker article. I got one of the top, you know, FDA lawyer Jonathan Amor, and we never made the claims they said we made falsely about toothpaste and stuff. And it's toothpaste we sell as tooth whitening toothpaste. And I said to the lawyer, I said, yeah, we've complied with what they said. We didn't say what they said. He talked to the head lady there. Well, then here's the attorney general of New York saying Jones hasn't complied. He's still selling it. Well, the actual letter didn't say stop selling it. It said don't say it's a cure. We never even said that. And I told the lawyer, I said, this is different than any case you've seen. I said, you watch. The attorney general in New York will say that I kept selling it when she ordered me to stop in a tweet. But the actual letter just said, hey, if you are making these claims, don't make them. They didn't say stop selling it. It's tooth whitening toothpaste designed by a dentist. So that's what's so crazy about all this, is that just everything is how the left now is absolutely out to get anybody that doesn't submit to them, and it's very, very scary. And New York is this thing with tentacles flashing out of the country, just like L.A. and just like D.C. But but the people in the cities, Elvis, are great folks. Elvis has left the building. We'll be back with special guests and more calls. Stay with us. One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast. And I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
Hey, look, in January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June. And one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem, and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group in those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, Jeff Nyquist is going to be with us here in this hour. J.R. Jeff Nyquist is author of Origins of the Fourth World War, The Fool and His Enemy, and The New Tactics of Global War. He has been a columnist for WorldNet Daily, Sierra Times, Financial Sense Online. His writing is also published by the Epic Times. We're epic. JRNyquist.blog and JRNyquist.com. And here are the articles that he breaks down. Did Xi Jinping launch and intentionally release the COVID-19 virus? And other key reports. The secret speech of General Chai Ho Tan, if I pronounce it right, and more. He wants to get into COVID-19 and did Xi Jinping intentionally launch it? Jeff, good to have you here with us. I'm going to try to let you have the floor in the rest of this segment to lay out what you currently think is behind all this, where you think it's going, the job you think Trump's doing, and then let's get into the Chinese globalist doctrine and how they've openly said they only come to actually benefit from a nuclear war.
Yes, I think that when this outbreak first happened, I expected, and I was on your show in February, I thought that it was an accidental release from the Wuhan lab, but now, after analyzing all of the different data points, it seems to me that this release may have been intentional, and I'm going to lay out my reasoning. Now, Chi Hao Chen, that Chinese general, former defense minister, I have put his secret speech from about 17 years ago on my website. It was translated by Epoch Times. In around 2005, they published it at the time. It's a speech about using biological weapons on the United States, about China's emphasis on biological warfare, and about China's Lebensraum problem, China's overpopulation problem. Now, if we analyze this outbreak, this pandemic, there's a number of points that are interesting. The first one is China has had a one-child policy for half a century, in which they now have a bubble of elderly to take care of. Because when you do that for a long period of time, you have, now obviously the people didn't follow their rules because their population has grown 40% instead of growing by more than double in the last 50 years, but they have a large bubble of elderly population to take care of. And the one thing about this virus is it targets the elderly and the infirm, which in a socialist state system like China, where they take care of the elderly through the state budget, this is a tremendous way to getting rid of a lot of elderly people that they won't have to take care of. And you've probably seen some of the reports on Twitter out of China about elderly people being put in body bags and cremated while they're still alive. These terrifying stories are still circulating out of China. Then we have to look at the timing of the release of this virus. It happened right after President Trump had begun this tariff war and had backed China into a corner on the trade talks, and China had to give in. So China gives in the trade talks, and bam, this virus is released, and it's almost like a strike back at our market system. Look at what was happening. Trump had a great economy. Things were going very good. All of a sudden, the market crashes. We're going up toward, heading up towards 30% unemployment. Then another point, I talked to a friend who teaches in a college in the Midwest in Chicago, and he told me that now in his school, it's an art school, art college, there's a lot of Chinese students, and they're from elite communist families. And he mentioned to me in January that a lot of those families were, their students were going home in the fall. And he said by the end of the spring term, they were all going to be gone. They weren't going to have any Chinese students next year. That's a very interesting data point. As if somebody in the Communist Party back in China, leading families, knew, all right, get your kids out of America. Then there's a provocation in Hong Kong. We had in the late summer, early fall, these independence movement in China, in Hong Kong, which appears to be a provocation because many of the leaders of that movement have had contacts with Beijing, which were very suspicious. And now it turns out that thousands of Chinese anti-CCP, anti-communists, are missing in China, thousands of them. There is this story out of Hong Kong that China deployed 400 secret police agents in the fall. They started hunting, kidnapping, and murdering anti-communist activists in Hong Kong. And then you see this testimony from the, I don't know if you saw it, last month, our STRATCOM commander gave testimony before Congress in which he said we are facing the end of the shelf life of our nuclear deterrent and that we must invest enormous amounts of money to maintain our nuclear deterrent in the next few years. Otherwise, we're going to lose our deterrent. And his testimony was really interesting. So this attack coincides in a moment when our nuclear deterrent has aged. It's past its shelf life. We have to make a large investment to maintain it. And now our markets collapse, our revenues collapse. Do we have the money to maintain our nuclear deterrent? These are all data points which I'm watching, and there's others that are very alarming that suggest the Chinese government, Xi Jinping, knew exactly what he was doing.
I'm listening to you. I've been reading your articles. They're dead on because I'm researching the same stuff. I mean, it's clearly all pre-programmed, prepared. The Chinese students go home. They use this against Taiwan. They use it against their domestic groups. Bill Gates, who's big fans of Xi Jinping, has all the systems set up, all the new shows coming out about pandemics. He's got his Event 201 drill with the coronavirus killing 65 million people. That's happening October, November. You've got Lockstep, the Rockefeller Foundation, all these preparations. And then it just builds up to this and then is exported against us. And then Trump is blamed. It's all his fault. It's all been coordinated. The question is by who?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. If you look at the things that are coming out in China with the pandemic there, they're claiming they're having no new cases. This is complete fabrication. Nobody who's been following China closely believes China's numbers. There are these stories about them putting elderly in body bags and then in boxes and cremating them. There are stories about food not getting to the hospitals. So China has this very interesting information warfare campaign in China, which is dissuading the elderly from going to the hospital so that they simply die at home. They pick up the body, no muss, no fuss. They don't end up flooding the hospitals. And they say, oh, we don't have any problem. So they're going around. They're picking up their elderly. They're burning enormous amounts of body. I had this report from Hong Kong last week that the cremation capacity in China is so overused that they are sending bodies to Hong Kong to be cremated, 80 to 90 a night. So because Hong Kong, which is following sort of strictures like we are, has contained it, but they have excess cremation capacity. So there's these indications that they, as a totalitarian society, which lies to its people, and also there's a massive purge going on within the Communist Party. There's a kind of power struggle between the Black Hand and the White Hand, the Jiang Zemin faction and the Xi Jinping faction. And there's been, you know, three assassination attempts in the past on Xi Jinping. And he is really trying to consolidate his power. and I believe he is a very ambitious leader. He has three heroes, Xi Jinping has. If you look at the literature, if you look at Stephen Mosher's work and Bill Gertz's work, you'll see that Xi Jinping admires Hitler, he admires Mao, and he admires Stalin. And in the Guinness Book of World Records, these are the three biggest mass murderers in history, and he admires them. He very famously has said to one of his American friends years ago, Xi Jinping said, "You know what's wrong with you Americans? You're too nice." Xi Jinping is not nice. And I think that it's very possible that this is some kind of plan. And the main question is whether Russia is going to be on board with them on this plan. I understand there's a lot of pressure being applied to Russia in Europe because Russia's initial propaganda campaign was detected in support of creating further mayhem in Europe in support of China's operation, which is definitely an information operation out of China, too, because the Chinese are accusing us of creating the virus. And we know for a fact that these bat viruses were something that People's Liberation Army bioweapons program.
Oh, I have stacks of I have Italian TV 5 years ago showing China admitting that they were injecting it into people trying to get coronaviruses to go viral. We'll be right back with Jeff Nyquist.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. Really respected researcher and journalist Jeff Nyquist of JRNyquist.com is with us. He writes for great folks at Epic Times and others, Worldnet Daily. And he's just laying out the facts. So I'm going to continue to give you the floor right now about where you think this is going, how you think their war is going. Clearly, it's a deep state globalist ally of the Communist China move. You're getting into Xi Jinping. Anybody can look this up. He, on record, does admire Hitler, Stalin, and Mao. He is an autocrat. He's an authoritarian. And the left totally protects him because they use China as a command base to carry out money laundering and other criminal activities. China bombs us with fentanyl. Enough was seized in Mexico, being brought in by the Chi-Coms, as you know, last year to kill 10.6 billion people if they all took, you know, a overdose of it. That's the type of stuff they're hitting us with. And to give us the, well, I mean, any facets you want to cover, there's so many angles to this, but getting into Xi Jinping and his psychology and what you think he thinks of Trump.
Well, that's an interesting question. It's hard to get inside of Xi Jinping's mind, but
well, let's ask this. How was he able, even though his father was reportedly tortured by the Communist Party of China and Mao, how was he able to come from where he went and get into power?
Well, of course, in China, they have a very famous political, very deep political history. You've heard of Sun Tzu, there's Han Feitsu. These are Machiavelli's on steroids. The cultural political tradition of China is one of intrigue and conspiracy, double agents and infiltration. They were way ahead in this game. You know, the earliest story of a false defector in history comes from China in the 19th century BC in the ancient records. So the Chinese have this very rich history of spies, counter-spies, infiltration, and they have for centuries lionized people who are agents of influence and traitors who get into a government and turn it on its head. These are the games. Of course, we know the story of Jiang Zemin, how he was humbled by Mao Zedong. And then after Mao's death, he merged, struck down the Gang of Four, and took power and led China in a different direction. Xi Jinping has a similar story because the turns of politics in China, with one group, in-party group, having the upper hand and then another. Xi Jinping is a major power player. The Communist Party of China, of course, as earlier leaders of China have said, is part of a secret front of socialist communist groups that exist worldwide. This is controversial to say, but it's very interesting that Russia and China are both supporting communist revolutions and regimes around the world right now. If you talk about the end of the Cold War, the defeat of communism, wait a minute. Nepal became a communist country some years ago, taken over by Maoists. Angola, the communists won the civil war in Angola. Congo had a revolution in 97. South Africa, the ANC is a front for the Communist Party of South Africa. We have Venezuela, Nicaragua, Daniel Ortega is in power there. Around the world, communist revolutions have been taking place quietly behind the surface. And Russia and China both have troops. In Venezuela, they're both supporting Nicaragua. They're both supporting Cuba. On the 100th anniversary of the Bolshevik Revolution, you can look this up. Vladimir Putin gave a speech before the an organization of communist youth and students, and there were like 10,000 of them gathered there at Sochi. And he said, "We are behind you "We believe in you, you are the future," were the words in his speech. You can watch that speech if you want. It's a very peculiar speech. I have talked to defectors over the years. I have studied this, and it takes me back to a defector named Anatoly Galitzin, who wrote a book called New Lies for Old in 1984, in which he predicted everything that happened from 1989 down to the present. By 94% of his predictions had been proven correct. He predicted the fall of the Berlin Wall, the collapse of the Warsaw Pact, the collapse of the Communist Party Soviet Union, the advent of democracy in Russia. But he said it was all a strategy. It was a planned collapse. They planned it for 40 years, 30 plus years. They initiated the plan together with China, that the Sino-Soviet split was part of the plan, according to Galitzin. And there are so many things that have come true. He predicted that after they initiate this plan, if the West believed that the changes in the Soviet Union were legitimate, that we would lose track of our nuclear arsenal. We would not renew it, which we haven't done. And that our deterrent would start to become weaker and weaker. Meanwhile, China and Russia, and this goes directly to the testimony, terrifying testimony of our STRATCOM commander last month. He said, while we were allowing our nuclear deterrent to rot and age, China and Russia have been intensively modernizing their nuclear forces. And so if we lose that nuclear deterrent, the world belongs to Russia and China. They will
Let's be clear yeah. about this. Obama and the globalists have been debilitating the U.S. and demoralizing us by design, and then preparing at the college level the Maoist operating system. I don't just say that. Every college, as you know, the public needs to know. That's not hyperbole. The Maoist model is the model of a youth rebellion, an Antifa's all Maoist, and you've got the Confucius societies and the head chemist at Harvard caught being a Chi-Com agent. I mean, the infiltration's been massive, and they're really pissed that Trump's starting to, I think, turn the tide against them as we identify this. But if Trump just points out that, no, Xi Jinping's horrible, he's terrible, he infiltrated our country, Obama and others were on his payroll, Hillary's on the payroll, Americans will unify behind that because this is real fourth generational, fifth generational warfare, and I think we can pretty much reverse this quickly.
Yeah, it's interesting what President Trump has done. I see a kind of strategy in him saying, Putin is my friend, Xi Jinping is my friend, because that makes it harder for them to attack the United States if the president is calling them a friend. It sort of puts them in a difficult position to commit the kind of actions that they want to commit. So it's a very clever strategy. And then to back them into a corner, Trump's unexpected election was a game changer. If Hillary Clinton had gotten in, you can imagine she would have continued the disarmament. There would have been no even small program to renew our nuclear warheads. We're going to start being able to produce nuclear warheads in 2025. And hopefully that can be accelerated. I think that's what the STRATCOM commander wants, is a bigger commitment. And the Chinese and Russians, having gained such tremendous advantages, nearing the point where they were tipping the balance of power in their favor, suddenly saw Trump coming in, putting more money into the military, playing the trade war game with them, taking away their unfair
trade
practices.
Well, it's like Trump said. He said, we've been in a trade war with China for 40 years and losing. I'm not starting a trade war. We're simply fighting back.
That's right. Absolutely. And, of course, this was too much for the Chinese. So what is their reaction? Bam, biological attack, COVID-19 virus, flatten our markets, deprive us of the money.
And Trump knows what to do. Flood it with cash, even though it'll cause problems later. We'd be in a depression right now if he didn't do it.
Right. Well, we have to, you know, the president is guarding against the we're going to get hit by a hard deflation because of the burst.
Well, exactly. And people are worried about inflation. In the short term, it's going to be a deflation. Well, you're smart, cookie. Let's talk about that with Mr. Nyquist.
Alex Jones here with some good news. 2 weeks ago, we had to stop taking new storable food orders because the company that supplies us was backed up and was busy getting out the orders they had. Now they've opened up two more factories. They've bought a whole bunch more high-quality food. They're packaging it right now, and they're going to be able to ship it out to you very soon. So get your orders in now. Every other major food manufacturer in the storable food area has been sold out for a long time. Many of them are still telling you they got food. They don't. We do, but it takes time to package it and get it out to you. The bad news is, hey, I hope the virus blows over, but the globalists trying to cancel the election and the economy may go south. Now more than ever is the time to have high-quality, affordable food, and the place to get it is InfoWarsStore.com. So a lot of you have gotten food from us. You've loved it. It's been very helpful for you and your family. Now is the time to double down. With as crazy as this world is, if they're able to take Trump down, we are screwed. We've got to fend for ourselves.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you.
When the people don't know history, they're doomed to repeat it. Well, I do know about history, and I do know about biology, and I do know about authoritarianism. And I see our media, our supposed big tech companies, worshiping Xi Jinping. I mean, Apple runs slave factories. They have Uyghur slaves building components. That's confirmed. And people go, it's okay, Jim Cook's gay. I mean, as long as you're trendy and gay, I mean, you can have death camps. As long as you just wear a little non-threatening black T-shirt and go, oh, hi, I'm Tim Cook. Oh, hey. Hell, have a basement of dead kids, I guess it's okay. It's just crazy. So looking at some of your other points, with Mr. Nyquist, who's here with us right now, who writes for Epic Times, other great publications like Worldnet Daily. When you get into one of the other notes you sent me about the worldview of this particular general you talk about, how does that tie into all of this? And again, how do you think Trump's doing getting America in a realist footing against what's unfolding? And now that I think about it, before we went to break, we were talking about the economy and what Trump's done. I don't like all this giant spending. I don't like where it goes, but he's starting to federalize the Federal Reserve. That's a way to take it over, I guess. I see that as positive. But no, I'm not an economist, but I do study these things. With unemployment exploding, with tens of millions out of work each month that were shut down, and big corporations in the states and the left are saying they're going to keep us shut down for another 100 days. That I've talked to a lot of corporate people. What they've been told from the higher-ups is 2 months bare minimum, probably at least another 100 days. Bill Gates is in the news saying he wants 100 days starting yesterday, and he seems to be calling the shots as the globalist science officer running so much of this. So the perspective of that, with the economy stalling, and they do put out, you know, this $4 trillion from the U.S. and a couple, you know, trillion more out of the Federal Reserve, then promise $14 trillion more in liquidity. Will that cause inflation, or will that cause deflation?
I think that they've balanced it. So I think it's hard to say exactly, because we've got these bubbles bursting. So there's the danger of a deflation, a deflationary depression. But by this spending bill, and we have not been as inflationary with the dollar as the Europeans have been with their currencies. And the dollar, we'll see how it goes, but it should have a counteracting effect on the deflationary cycle. We're going to have more unemployment, of course, as the economy adjusts. Remember, economies are based on human behavior, which is habitual, human economic decisions, and those kind of decisions are going to be changing. So we're going to be in a period of adaptation, and it is not going to go back to the way it was. I think that we can make that statement, because Xi Jinping probably released the virus intentionally. If he did not, if it was an accidental release, he intentionally let it go out from China. He used the Chinese New Year, the greatest period of travel from air travel from out of China,
to incubate and spread it.
That's right. Absolutely. You look back at the record of what they did. They used their agents in the World Health Organization to lie to the world.
And the Democrats followed that and said, keep the airlines coming in, go to Chinatown.
Right.
All of them came out and said that, including the Speaker of the House, Pelosi. And then they turn around and blame Trump.
That's right, which is ridiculous. This is going to backfire on them. And I tell you what to watch for next. It's this General Qichao Chen's speech, very important. Everybody should study it. They should look at this speech, General Qichao Chen, the defense minister, using biological weapons. When you put that together with the two Chinese colonels who wrote the Unrestricted Warfare book in 1999, this is right out of their book. This is an asymmetrical weapon. China can adapt to it because they're a police society. They can use it to kill off their elderly. They want to do that. The government is ruthless. Here we're trying to protect our elderly and vulnerable citizens, so it's costing us economically. But the West is inventive. It's able to adapt. But here's the interesting thing. Both China and Russia have closed their borders. If we look at this release as the beginning of a biological war, the closing of Russia and China's borders, not letting anyone from the outside, means that they could have prepared a more virulent strain of this virus. You notice the virus has four inserts, one that attacks the lungs, the heart, the kidneys, and the testicles. If they have a slightly different genetic version of it, they could unleash this on us. It could have a much higher death rate, causing a much deeper panic in the country. And since they've closed their borders, it won't blow back on them. It's very alarming to me that they've totally closed off their borders. They're still having cases. They're lying about having cases. But they're containing it through their own system, as I explained
That's
earlier.
Right. Let's be clear. They let people leave while not letting people come in. Very, very suspicious. And as you said, then they can release a more virulent strain that's covered by the earlier strain and have their operatives release it. And that's what the Army Times and others are reporting, is they've been catching all these Chi-Coms coming in and out of the United States beforehand. And the FBI warned, this is American Military News, of Chinese researchers transporting disease samples into the U.S. before coronavirus, and they caught the other Chinese agents trying to get them out. So this is serious, and if this is the opening salvo in a war, what do you expect to come next?
Well, like I say, a more virulent strain. The thing is, the United States policy is to launch nuclear strikes in response to a biological attack. Now you have a situation where deterrence has failed. If I think the U.S. government now, they know that this virus was engineered. They're not saying it publicly. They don't want to scare the public.
Well, but let me stop you. You're actually right. Yeah. You had Senator Cotton and Hawley and others come out and say, we think they probably released it. There'll be a day of reckoning. Then Tim Downing Street said, we are infuriated. You will pay. There will be a reckoning. We're going to make you a pariah state. We're going to cut you off. You never see the British talking like that. I mean, there's almost, in the statements out of the Pentagon and out of the Senate Intelligence Committee, is very threatening to China. And so I think they're telegraphing they know.
I think that they know that we're at the beginning of a war. How much this war will escalate, where will it go? The ultimate end would be if it went completely out of control, nuclear, of course. It depends on how stable Russia and China are, how confident their leaders are, whether the power struggles within those countries devolve and they back away from this kind of strategy. But
and
right
if
now,
the globalists realize how reckless this is and stop being all in with China.
Yeah, well, it's very interesting because all these big money people who've climbed into bed with China, look at what they've done. They have facilitated our enemy getting control of our supply chain. Right now, Xi Jinping threatened the world and said, oh, well, we'll cut off your pharmaceuticals. We make your antibiotics. We make your high blood pressure medication. If you don't trade with us, if you don't open yourselves up, you know, you talk about an opium war. They're using pharmaceuticals. It's a pharmaceutical war.
But if Trump is just honest that they're holding us hostage, we're not wimps, it will break the Xi Jinping's political power, and if we then focus that on the Democrats and the globalists, they're politically done. If Trump uses this now with information warfare truth, by being absolutely honest, America will line up behind the president, but only if he's bold, I believe.
Yeah, and he has to be. And, of course, he's a person of instinct. He's a guy who, I mean, look at what his sister said about him. You know, the people who really knew him thought he was going to win the election when nobody thought he had a chance. His sister said, well, what I learned when I was a child was you don't play games with Donald because Donald always wins. And his wife said something similar. And I think that the Chinese have decided to play a game, a very dangerous game with Donald Trump. And you know, a lot of things in the world, it isn't necessarily how intellectually astute you are. That's important, of course. But instinct seems to be the king. And this president has...
Well, because that's the deep reservoir of the entire genetic memory and instincts and learning of the subconscious brain. That's the total expression of real intelligence is instinct. We just call it instinct,
yes.
As you know.
Oh, yeah. And in fact, he shows that in spades, and how he was able to defeat his Republican rivals for the nomination and then go on to defeat Hillary Clinton despite the whole...
We got to go to break. I'm going to do a few more minutes with you, then I'm going to take calls, folks. Stay with us.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637. Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on.
When that sun is high in that Texas sky.
When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking at the county fair.
Amarillo by morning.
Amarillo by morning.
Amarillo's where I'll be.
Amarillo,
Jeff,
I'll be there.
Nyquist is here. He's going to go in a few minutes. We'll jam in some of your calls, and I appreciate calling. Then Paul Watson takes over in the fourth hour. Jeff, in closing, other key points you'd like to add, advice to the American people, advice to the President Trump, because you're dead on in your analysis, according to my research. I mean, we're in the opening salvo of a really serious war with our corrupt elites throwing their lot in with the Communist Party that's killed over 100 million people in their own country. I mean, Xi Jinping, all these guys, in their vision and in their scope of their party, dwarf Hitler and Stalin combined.
Yeah, we, you know, it's very important for us to be unified and to support our leader, President Trump, and to turn against any of these kind of partisan criticisms coming from the left the left has got to retreat. They've got to pull in their horns. We have to be unified. We cannot be divided as a country.
That's right. They're useful idiots thinking their America-hating thing is going to empower them. They're the morons that lower the drawbridge for the barbarians. The first people the barbarians kill is the traitors.
That's right. Well, they have lowered the drawbridge. You look at Obama's administration. You look at Clinton's administration. It was outrageous that Hillary Clinton should attack this president over not being prepared when she and her husband did nothing to prepare this country for a biological war that we are now in. So these people were not prepared. They had their time in office. They were on the left. They supported these same regimes. Look at Chinagate. Look at what Hillary Clinton and her husband did. The money they took from China, the W-88 warhead going to China, all of the technology moved through the Commerce Department, the suspicious death of Ron Brown that Kathleen Janowski, the Navy medical photographer, revealed about the .45 caliber hole in Ron Brown's head at the Dubrovnik crash. I mean, we've got so many scandals. These people are so dirty. Our country has been so infiltrated by the enemy. We have to, as a country, pull together. And I think nationalism, national feeling, the things that Trump has been talking about, a war is going to bring the country together. And these people are going to be exposed. And all of these billionaires who've gotten into bed with our enemies are going to be exposed. That's what's got to happen. That's what's coming.
So what's the title of this interview? We're live now, but I'm going to archive it to band.video very soon. This afternoon, people should spread it. It's excellent. The research is all there, your article, the links. China or Communist Party China or the China launched China has initiated biological war against the United States. Evidence mounts. Or Xi Jinping has launched a biological war against the free world. Evidence mounts. Or what would the headline be?
Yeah, China initiates biological attack on the West. Prepare for more.
Or World War IV has begun?
Well, World War III, World War IV comes after. But
well, you know, the CIA calls the Cold War World War III, so everybody thinks World War III is the new one coming, but technically, they're not officially called it World War III, so I guess it would be World War III.
It depends on whether you think the Cold War ever really ended. If you take the analysis of Galitzin, if you look at there were three defectors who said that they were planning to collapse the Warsaw Pact. It was Anatoly Galitzin, Jan Shaina, the high-level Czech defector, and Zadislav Bittman. They all mentioned this. They predicted this. They talked about knowledge of it, that the Russians were preparing for a liberalization in the communist bloc. And, of course, in some respects, the Stalinist ideology had failed. They needed to have a change, but they were not giving up on their attempt to dominate the world, that the party would continue to operate under the surface, the nomenklatura. We've seen, as the head of STRATCOM testified last month, the Russians never stopped modernizing their nuclear forces. When we, you know, did away with our tritium plants, did away with our hydrogen bomb manufacturing.
Well, let's do this. Come back again next week, and let's get into your big geopolitical overview, Mr. Nyquist. I really appreciate the time. But say that headline one more time. We're going to go with that headline you said. It was China launches biological war against the West. More to come?
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, terrible stuff. Meanwhile, I'm not even going to get into this right now. I knew it was coming. The lawyers are like, top lawyers are like, no, Alex, you're following the law. You've done nothing. And I'm like, no, I can see the setup. And sure enough, I told people on air. I told the crew. I told everybody. They had the Attorney General's Office of New York send me a letter saying, if you are saying you have cures for coronavirus, stop saying it. And we contacted them, showed them, they said, okay, yeah, you have a disclaimer. Okay, fine. Then the Attorney General's back in the news in a big article saying, we told him to stop selling it. We're going to have to take him to court. So you want to sound reasonable, you see. Oh, we just, you know, said, and they call me a scammer, and then I sell a cure. I didn't say any of that. It's just amazing. And by the way, zinc is an antiviral. People need to know that. So if I get arrested for saying it, fine. I mean, at a certain point, this is ridiculous. Planned Parenthood's still open. They're closing churches and arresting preachers everywhere. You when it came to arrest the head of Central Texas Gun Works, and he said, I don't care what your federal law says, I'm keeping it open, we are essential. And the Attorney General signed a letter saying he was right, and now the U.S. Attorney General did. And that's called leadership, what Mr. Cargill did. Like, I want him back in studio tomorrow. That's, maybe he should go on tonight. I was recommending it to Barnes, the new show, American Countdown, but you got to stand for something and you fall for anything, man. And, you know, if you want your Super Blue toothpaste, Super Silver sold out. If you want the DNA Force Plus, if you want the turmeric ultimate, turmeric formula bodies, it's all so good for you. And it really is shameful, and there's got to be a cold place in hell. And they say in Dante's Inferno, the ninth circle is actually frozen. It's an allegory. That they tell you hydroxychloroquine won't help you, even though it's now been approved. I don't sell hydroxychloroquine, but I mean, I covered the president and doctors saying it was great. Fauci said it. They banned me off Google last week. Google app saying Jones said hydroxychloroquine is it really helps. The damn studies say that. These people are so, and I think they actually believe what they say. I mean, how do you do stuff that evil and just sit there and misrepresent what people do, and you want to get them in, potentially arrested or civilly attacked by government because we go do our own research and then promote things that are sold in Walmart. I mean, the stuff we private label is sold by American Biotech in hospitals and at Walmart. They're not going to go after Walmart, though. They just don't want us up here talking about all this. I'll tell you this. We do have storable food able to be ordered again. All the big companies 8 weeks ago were sold out. Government institutions bought it up. My Patriot's the biggest in the country, the best, because people love them. They've been around 12 years, became the biggest just the last few years. And they said if we get too many orders and are going to have problems shipping what we got to stop. They stopped 2 weeks for a limited time. They're able to take new orders again. And they even attacked that in this article. Oh, they sell food for crazies that want it, you know. Look, the left's wrong. You're dependents. You're into being slaves, not us. I'm not the enemy of people that serve evil like this. They're just followers, and they're weak, and they're sad. And, you know, I'm proud I send you storable food. I'm proud that I tell people sunshine is good for you and boost vitamin D. And these are all the things that doctors will tell you. And now they're trying to pencil whip doctors and people to not tell folks get sunshine, drink a lot of purified water, take zinc. Immediately if you're sick, go to the doctor, get Z-Pak. That's what they do. Bacteria carry the viruses into the damn lungs, out of the nasal passages, out of the throat. Gargle with salt. I personally talked to 3 or 4 medical doctors the last few weeks about this, in case it is as bad as they say. They're all like, yeah, gargle with salt, gargle with, you know, your hydrogen peroxide, gargle with your stuff. You know, take your vitamin D, get sun, wash your hands, don't go around in crowds. And we're just here like good people. And then they misrepresent that in America. And Pastor Rodney Howard Brown was arrested because his church isn't essential. But the gay pride parades all over the U.S. and all the world are open. Okay, you have your First Amendment. Oh, don't touch that. But your church is closed. It's unbelievable. Paul Joseph Watson's coming up, but I want to go to Rob, and I want to go to some of the folks in the holding. Chris, I really appreciate you guys. We had that guest come up. I want to take all your calls. We're coming up the 4th hour, but they're coming after us. Pray for us.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.